Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
It's amazing. We have so many things we want to be able to share you about what we're talking about. We're talking about four programs back to back this week, talking about Steve Hill, a general who's gone to be with the Lord, and it's just like this massive amount of fruit.
Yeah.
And you know, what do you share? You know, what do you share? And that's what we're doing in these programs. We just want to remember Steve Hill, and we not only want to remember him and what he did, but we also want to remember him by being faithful to imitate him as those that have gone before him. So Hebrews tells us, the writer of Hebrews says, imitate those through faith of those that have gone on before you. And Steve Hill, to the last moment in his last breath here, he put it out for God. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's mailing out, his last newsletter was just,
just came out. In fact, he wrote that, the message that God gave him about avalanche, spiritual avalanche.
Yes.
And so many people last night were on Facebook, and they were, you know, sharing their thoughts and their memories of Steve Hill. And Jeremy Langlitz, who produced Spiritual Avalanche, I want you to hear to what he had to say. He said, I'm sad to hear about the passing of Steve Hill. Having a chance to work with him on his most recent projects was a joy and an honor. I remember the day we videoed Spiritual Avalanche. He was in so much pain that I didn't think he'd finish the recording. Mm. And yet, because of his passion to preach, he stuck in there. It was inspiring. There is truly nothing that can stop a man with passion.
You know, what's interesting about Jeremy, because his mother is a nurse, and I remember the power of God moving so powerfully. He was a young teen back then, and maybe about 15, 16, maybe 15. And his family had a truck, like a small Datsun or Toyota mm-hmm. truck or something mm-hmm. of that nature, with a camper, not camper shell, but a cover in the back of it. And power of God just came down, and Jeremy was out. Mm. He's just totally out mm-hmm. and not moving, but alive. And it was getting late and early in the morning, not late at night, it was getting early in the morning, and his mother had to go to work. And so I picked Jeremy up. I picked him up. He was small then. I picked him up and carried him all the way out the door of Brownsville, carried him into the parking lot, and laid him over a spare tire in the back of the truck.
Wow.
And he was totally just in the glory of God.
Wow.
And you just think about today, that he was producing Avalanche and he's ministering. Yeah. And it's just so cool to see. We have to remember where we come from.
That's right.
And it's just amazing how people... the influence. I remember, all kinds of things have happened. I'm talking about, anyway, so.
What do you think about Steve's commitment to just continue to keep, working hard for the Lord all the way to the very end? And that's just indicative of who Steve was. I mean, even, he's been dealing with cancer for a while, and Lord healed him.
Right.
And he said, Lord, give me a chance. Let me keep going. Let me keep sharing the gospel. And it's just amazing to see that tenacity.
Well, I remember one night I was in the balcony, and Brownsville Assembly of God Church has a balcony. And it's packed. Mm-hmm. And Steve is at the podium, and he's preaching, as he always preaches salvation and preaching. And I'm looking, the altars are packed, the pew areas are packed, everything's packed, the balcony's packed. And when I'm standing in the middle of the balcony looking down over that glass, because they had glass there around, and the Lord just gave me a vision, and I'm watching, and all I could see is cotton. Everything was cotton.
Wow.
And it was like you could see Steve. But all the people around him, if you imagine, it's a half round, that it was just filled with a cotton. Mm-hmm. It was like a cotton field. And he was just preaching to that cotton field, bringing in the harvest. And wow. I'll never forget it. I mean, obviously, if I had artists or talked to Lewis or something, to draw that out. But it was just a beautiful vision in the Lord. I remember also I was in the balcony one night as we were moving and ministering and praying for folks and... God began to move, it was just powerful that just without any hoopla or anything, God just reached down and totally healed me. I'll never forget.
Oh, wow.
He healed me and freed me up. I could eat hot wings after God. I was never able to eat foods like that because of I needed a healing, and God healed me in his presence. The presence of God is just so powerful. But I remember every single night, you know, Steve would just work every night. And when he first got there and began to minister, it was just a small leadership team that was there. I remember going to his hotel. He stayed off Davis Highway in some hotel situation over there, and carrying him a big plate of fruit, and because you're working all the time. It's like, nah, the suits would be totally soaked. And the church was buying him another suit the next time just so he could rotate them out. And he was like, we're not going to let this thing go. We're gonna stay with God as long as... And nobody knew, would it go into the week? Would it go?
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. But the tenacity, one thing you learn about Steve, you know, who we're talking and remembering Steve Hill, a general in the Lord who is now with the Lord, is that it's called the working of miracles.
Yeah.
The working of ministry, that it takes effort. It takes energy. It's not revival from heaven in the context. It just falls on you.
That's right.
That you got to love folks. I mean, Steve loved folks.
Yeah.
I mean, he loved the worst of the folks, and he loved what religion would say the best of the folks.
Yeah.
But he worked. He would work until his suits were saturated. He would pray for hours upon hours and upon hours upon hours. And until people started realizing, I remember that myself and Donna and a few others, we got together and we're like, we're going to have to get a prayer team together. Rose Compton was the administrative assistant of Brother Kilpatrick. And so we had to start kind of unfolding how to do this thing.
Right.
And so we thought, we got to set up a little kind of interview thing. We're talking to people about, you know, what this is, what God is doing, and what do you think about it? Do you want to help out and pray for folks? And so we had like a prayer team begin to come together, and we saw the power of God. So the anointing that was on Steve Hill and on Brother Kilpatrick, when people would get up under that, when they would say, God, I'm here. I realize this is what you're doing. And you're doing it through these men, that if I'll get up under that, then that same anointing, like Psalms 133, it just flowed right down to every single person who was willing to go out there and reach after somebody in the name of Jesus, more of the Lord. And it was like just as strong as the anointing was at the beard, it was that strong at the skirt. And it just really showed you that that the order of God and how important that is, and how to, you know, and bright lights attract all kinds of things. And having that, there's one thing about, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick is that as an apostle and a pastor, I mean, he pastored that thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he shepherded it, and he made sure, and he watched over it. And it was just amazing to watch the evangelist and an apostle work together.
Yeah.
And, but the miracle after miracle, and I remember one night I was in the sound booth, and which was kind of out in the audience area, and we're sitting there because you could barely, people were coming from all over the world, so we would not take their places. We would just kind of find a place to be, and I was on a stool in the sound booth, and as you know, Steve was preaching, sometimes the glory of God would just come down so powerfully, and it's like, imagine just a weight, a big heavy blanket, and it just started coming down on top of me, where it pushed me down and pushed me down. It pushed me down, and it wasn't like a bad push, but it's just like it was so heavy I could not even sit up. And next thing you know, all I know, I'm on the floor, and it literally just weighted me down. But right before, you know, revival happened, and I'd never experienced anything like this before prior to God doing what He did. God gave me a dream and where I actually fell under the power of God, and God was moving, and he let me experience it before it actually happened. But Steve Hill worked so hard and tirelessly time and time again. And I remember he got really frustrated and as an evangelist, because people, you know, just would kind of just stay and they wouldn't go and go out and tell anybody. He began to put packages together, like video packages and tapes, and like, go carry these things out. And even to the point that he hired a friend of mine who had this huge, you know, 8 foot in diameter spotlight, and he would take it and he would just shine this light, come, and it was just a dramatic type of situation, trying to get people, you know, new folks coming. Yeah. And what's interesting too is that how the whole world was touched, but yet it was like the city of Pensacola, although shaken and stirred, it was like, I really believe that that's going to even continue on. You know, more is going to come. It's still coming. But just a powerful, powerful moment.
Amazing moment, and also the connectivity. I mean, this is documented in church history as one of the major moves of God to hit our nation, which speaks, you know, huge considering the powerful moves of God that happened. And also how awesome it was that Steve Hill was able to preach the one-year anniversary service of the Azusa Street Revival and the connectivity of that in California. This is just absolutely amazing. When you're talking about the weighty glory, you know, I remember those times where, you know, after you've received prayer and you're out, the best analogy I can come up with is when you go get an x-ray and they put that heavy blanket on you. That's what it felt like. It was just the most amazing feeling that just kept pressing on you. It didn't hurt you, but God was just there. He was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome what God was doing there.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
How many times do I have to tell you? This is John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute, and every parent has had those times when you want to nag your kids to obey. Jill Savage has 5 kids and shares a great way she's learned to deal with that frustration.
I recently did that with our kids' chores because I felt like I was constantly saying, did you do your chore today? Did you do your chore today? And finally, my husband and I said, all right, they do it by 5 o'clock on their own without reminded. And if they don't, here's the consequences. And we laid it out on paper. I don't get angry anymore. If it's not done at 5 o'clock, then they've lost video games or they've lost television. And I'm not angry.
Well, there's no quick, easy, one-size-fits-all formula for getting your child to do everything he or she is told. But putting consequences into place will substantially increase the likelihood of their compliance. More trusted tips for your family at FocusOnTheFamily.com/parenting.
The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. For the last number of years, God's people have really been bound. And the Holy Spirit said that His people's been contained and constrained. They have been refined. When you go through the refiner's fire, you have a period of loss, but it's not bad loss. It's loss of things that needs to go. And the Holy Spirit said that there's some of you here today that you've lost some relationships. But don't worry about it. The Lord's going to give you more relationships to make up for the ones that you lost. The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. Simon was known as a reed, and the Lord redefined him and called him Peter, and he went from being a reed to a rock. The same man, just redefined. There's going to be cities that the Holy Spirit in America is about to redefine. They were known as one thing, but they're about to be redefined and known as another thing. You've been one way, but you're about to be completely another way. Some of you is going to experience such a change in your life, you're going to realize when God gets through redefining you, you could have never done that 6 months ago. The devil has come to some of you and he's convinced you that you're put off. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. The devil's told some of you that you prayed about it, and nothing's going to happen. But I've come here today to turn the ship in the water. And I've come here to tell you, God is about to give you a season of suddenlies in the name of Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome back to VFN TV, the Daily Radio program. Joining me is Pat and John. We are remembering a general who's gone to be with the Lord just yesterday, actually a few hours ago, yeah. Really, Steve Hill. And when you're listening to VFN TV and the daily radio program, and what you're hearing coming out of all this was birthed in the fires of that revival.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The power of God. And that's just at this moment, we want to take this moment right now. There's one thing that God had just gifted, anointed Steve Hill for, is calling people to God, calling them to God. And it was such a huge draw that you're thinking, I know I just came the last 12 That's times, right. but I think I need to go again. Mm-hmm. You want to hear this altar call. As he finished delivering his message, he begins to call them in. And imagine that cotton field where he's just calling in the harvest right here. Listen up to this altar call coming. Maybe you need to make a decision. Maybe you have wandered away from the Lord. Maybe you did make a decision at that day, but you wandered away from God. Today is your day. Today, to honor God and to honor this man. To say, you know what? Today, God, I am going to give my life back to you. Maybe he's drawing you now.
Let's take care of business. Let's take care of our relationship with Jesus. If you're going to stand there in the pew and say, I'm going to take care of this later, friend, you are dead wrong. That is pride, and that itself will damn your soul. That's what took Lucifer down from heaven, is pride. If you're saying, I'm going to do this on my own, in my own secret place, what are you ashamed of Jesus? Are you not going to confess him? He will confess you if you'll confess him. He won't be ashamed of you if you won't be ashamed of him, friend. Besides, he was crucified on Calvary naked for you. For you, what's the big deal about walking from the balcony down here? He did all that for you and you can't walk 20 feet. He did all that for you in the chapel and you can't walk 50 feet down to the altar and get prayer. No, sir, friend. It's time to get right with God. It's time, young people, children, grandpas, mom and dad, uncles and aunts, anyone in this room that's away from God, the door tonight is wide open. This is a chance for you, friend, of a lifetime. And for some of you, it's your absolute last chance. I believe that with all my heart. You are going to harden your heart. It's going to be so hard, the Lord won't be able to get through, friend. Don't harden your heart. Let your heart melt and say, Holy Ghost, I've had it with this life. I want forgiveness. I want to come clean. I want to be as white as snow. I want to live a different life. Shh. Ooh. Charity, we're going to wait on Run to the Mercy Seat. Right now, I want the choir. I want you to sing like you've never sung before. As soon as they begin singing, if you need forgiveness, if you're away from God, I want you to come right now. Come right now. Spoken to me. We're not going to stop until every last person has come down here. So you might as well step out now. If God's dealing with your heart, come on, stay on your face before the Lord. Let the Lord wash you clean tonight.
Jesus, cleanse me. Take my sins away. I repent of my sins. Don't watch. Repent. Get right with God. He's knocking. He's calling. He's speaking to your heart. Get your heart right with God. Jesus loves you. He loves you. Now is the time. Today is the day. Get right with the Lord. Get right with the Lord. I beg of you, get right with the Lord. Now is the time. Now is the time. In the chapel, God's not finished. Come on. Come on. Come on. Listen to your heart. What's the Lord saying to you, friend? Come on. Come on. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I know all about him, but I don't know him. Come on, friend. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on down. God bless you. Charity, get ready to sing. Those of you at the altar, stay right where you are. Don't anyone move.
It's amazing watching this altar call. We're going to continue on as Charity begins to sing in just a moment. We get to remember, this is the heart cry of Steve. If we want to remember Steve, you'll remember Steve as one who cried out for your soul, who understood what weighed in the balance. And if we can move that video, make sure that's setting up right now to Charity right there. It's 3 minutes. We want to be able to get this in there, and this is maybe that's you right now. God's just calling out for your heart, and he's saying he wants you. He says, come, 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 come. And you think about it, it's like come running to the mercy seat. Listen up.
Get up right now. Don't wait on anybody else.
In the dark.
Come on.
Where everything is unknown, I face the power of sin on my own. I do not know of a place where I could go, where I could find a way to heal my wounded soul. He said that I could come into his presence without fear, into the holy place where his mercy. I'm running to the mercy seat where Jesus is coming. He said his grace will cover me, his blood will alone breathe in. It will provide the healing.
I need the Lord.
I'm running
come on,
to the mercy seat.
God touching the hearts of so many folks. And maybe that's, he's touching the heart for you. Maybe the Lord's calling you. Maybe he's saying to you, you know, that's me. I should have responded to the altar call. And you have to understand the reason why we're here is because we were birthed out of the fires of revival.
That's right.
And so many people came to the Lord and were drawn to him. But I know that a lot of people didn't respond. And it's like you missed this opportunity, but today is your opportunity. I mean, think about it. Today is your opportunity to come running to the mercy seat. And you think about this, that when a billion souls are going to come running to the Lord and this harvest is about to break loose on the face of the earth, and maybe you've gone astray. Maybe you were once walking with God. Maybe you're one of those ones that's like Allison talked about. You got enough of God in you that, yeah, you're running after the world and you're just most miserable of all. And you're thinking, you know what? I'm just like her. I need to come to God.
Yeah.
You know, today is your day, right?
That's
today
right.
Is the day. And we want to honor Steve Hill by just saying, listen, come. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Give your life to Jesus. God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. In this moment in time, this fact that you're actually watching today on Christian Television Network, or you're listening to VFN Radio, it's VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, wherever you're getting us, this is God talking to you and saying, you know what? I love you. I got a plan for your life. I will forgive you. I will restore you. I will use you. Understand, Steve Hill was in prison at the end of a drug-addicted, horrific moment in his life, but he cried out to Jesus, and God saved him and restored him, and now millions across the earth have been touched because of this man's faithfulness and love for God. Make a decision. If that's you, go to meetmyfather.org. Make a decision. You've got to meet our Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. In New Jersey, Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Excellent Cuban food. Delicioso. Go in and get some for you and for me today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, every one of us go through times in our life where it just seems hopeless. As a matter of fact, I remember watching young people who had on their windshields with vinyl lettering. The words were hopeless. I couldn't believe that. Why would you put that? Don't put that on your, you know, and I can understand. Maybe it's a cry of your heart. You're going, listen, I need hope. Well, I got news for you that right now on your on VFNTV.com or on your VFNTV app, and you can find it by going to your browser and type in VFNTV.com, and it'll lead you through the steps to be able to have it on your iPhone or your mobile device or your iPad or iPod or your all the wonderful stuff that they have out there. And so, but with that, you can get hope, because you got to understand that, you know, when you think about Abraham, against all hope, in hope, he still believed. It's okay. A lot of times we're looking and saying, okay, I've looked at the evidence. I looked at my inabilities. I looked at my finances. I looked at my relationship. I looked at what everybody's saying about me. I looked at all these different things. But you can do that. You can look at your reality. It's okay in God to look at your reality. And in the natural sense, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
But you still can have hope against that hope, but it's a different hope. It's called faith. It says, now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. And it's hope. It's that kind of hope. You know, inside of me, it hasn't manifested yet, but what I'm believing God for is going to come to pass. And, you know, and I have a dream. I literally have a dream that God is going to pour out a third great awakening. I know, obviously, you know, that, you know, the church is going to have to be, you know, in agreement with what God is saying, but I'm just believing you. That's why we're on VFN TV and VFN radio, to be able to talk to you and encourage you. Listen, it's God's got good plans in store for you, good plans in store for you. And I have a dream.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. We want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We are putting the pressure on our producer today. I mean, here's just like falling out all over the place.
He lost a couple of weights. Yeah, pound there.
The miracles of details. It really helps out a producer, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just a few.
Work it out. You
just
know,
one
just
would
get
help.
It.
Just one.
Just get it. You know, the Ten Commandment thing.
Just do it, man.
Well, if you missed our earlier programs, we had a chance to be able to focus on remembering Steve Hill, a general in the Lord, and we got a few maybe clogged up moments, because it's like, how do you get all this out in a short time? And we have all a limited amount of time on the air and on our television programs. And but we did our. But I want you to know this: that if you are listening and viewing our memorial to Steve Hill, General in the Lord, understand that you can go to VFNTV and click on the torch, and we're going to make all that available to you in detail.
Mm-hmm.
In detail, and you want to hear it all, because it's just a powerful, powerful thing. We have some other segments to be able to make available to you. But speaking of God's general, another general of the Lord has gone to be with the Lord.
Yes.
And received his reward, and it's Bob Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the days, what day was it? It was
Valentine's Day.
And he's the one that wore... at one particular time, we want to just remember him for a little bit. Mm-hmm. That, you know, Bob Jones, maybe you're seeing him behind us right here. But he died. He literally died and went to go be with the Lord, and came back. God sent him back. But what the big thing the Lord asked him when he was with the Lord was, you know, did you love? Did you learn how to love? And that is so huge.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it, of all the things that people tell you and teach you and people expect from you, is the one thing that love himself is going to ask us is, did you love? I mean, think about that. Did you love? And so often we can say, well, didn't you see what we did? And didn't you see the miracles? And didn't you see this and that? And he's going to ask us, you know, but did you love?
Did you love?
Because God doesn't only love, God is love,
mm-hmm.
right? And so Bob Jones, he was just known for love. He was just known for love, and I mean, so many different ministries. I'm really remembering. You can see the memorial. We're going to make the memorial available to you on the VFN Torch, where you can watch the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's 2 hours long, but you had people there. So let's name some of the folks over there.
Mike Bickle
from IHOP, International House of Prayer, Kansas City.
Bobby Connors, Paul Keith Davis.
Yes.
Of course, Rick Joyner,
mm-hmm.
and a few others, but it was an absolutely powerful, powerful time, as you hear Mike Bickle, I mean, doing phenomenal work for the Lord in International House of Prayer. But it was Bob Jones who prophesied that to Mike Bickle. Well, Mike Bickle was in his 20s, and Mike Bickle didn't even know how to receive this man. He said,
he came up to him, and he said, listen, God's going to get you going to give you a church, and it's going to make you real busy to keep you out of sin.
Yeah. Your church is going to grow, but it's not because of anything you're doing. It's because God wants to protect you for what he's getting ready to do with you.
Right, right.
And absolutely amazing.
And that was the word that God spoke through Bob, and told him about what you see today with IHOP Kansas City, and it's touching the world, and especially touching the Asian continent. That He was nowhere near that when God was speaking that to him through Bob. And well, mate, you gotta hear this. And I wish we had it available for you, but right here on the program. But Mike Bickle, when Bob came into his office, because when he was specifically told that you're going to do this and a false prophet's going to come, he thought, this man is a false prophet and he's in my office.
Yeah.
And he began to speak very specifically some things that were going to go on. You got to be real careful, because you know, there's so much sham and there's so much wrong things
mm-hmm.
that you can automatically take what is God's and put it in that same category. But you understand, the enemy wants to get you so confused that when the right thing shows up, you actually say it's wrong.
Yeah.
And so you got to really, you know, pay attention to what God is doing. And the key to it is stay humble, abide with God. God will let you know and he will confirm it. But International House of Prayer, Kansas City, I mean, because obviously... Bob Jones, if you didn't know him, he's a prophet. He was a prophet of God, but he was a man that has seen the face of God. And God would just take him on journeys and is like, dear Lord, I want those kind of experiences, you know. And we were seeing experiences, but it was amazing insight. And I know that this different streams from all around the world came together on Valentine's Day to be able to honor this one man.
Well, he passed away on Valentine's Day, but the memorial was sometime afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he actually prophesied 20-some-odd years before International House of Prayer actually became into existence. He told Mike Bickle everything, that he'll be, there'll be songbirds, there'll be singing, there'll be people in rice paddies in China listening to
watching TVs. Well, he didn't say wireless. TVs without any wires going. Yeah. It didn't even make sense.
Exactly. TVs without any wires in their hands.
Yeah. And the rice paddies.
In rice paddies. And, yeah. And Mike Pickle's like, that's the furthest thing from my mind. Yeah. I mean, that's
the
not.
The VCR generation. How is that going to happen? This guy's lost his mind.
I don't have a call, a passion, any of that. Right. In fact, another prophet told Mike Pickle four things that were going to happen. And when Bob Jones walked in, he told him what those four things were.
The very same things.
And he was just he was a seer prophet, and many times with a lot of the men that God used, he was a father, a spiritual father who raised these other prophets up, Rick Joyner, so many others. And many times God would have an encounter with a prophet, and then Bob Jones would call them the next day and tell them exactly the dream, what they saw, and what it meant. And it was absolutely story upon story.
We need the gift of prophecy, the mantle of prophecy all throughout the church.
Yeah.
And just confirming what God is already saying to you. But I know Paul Keith Davis talks about, we'll make this available to you as well, where all of a sudden he had a vision, and it was like Bob was in his room at night when he was in bed, and he thought, oh my goodness, I got the wrong room. Somebody's in here. And actually it was a vision of him seeing Bob Jones. And, of course, later he got together with him in the context of that. But another particular man was in a tree or something of that nature, and this big eagle was in the tree, and the eagle turned around to face this man, and on the face of the eagle was Bob Jones's face.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? It's just think about all those things. It's like, more Lord! You know, we want more of that.
Remember the torch and the sword. I mean, Rick Joyner talks about it. Specific things that Bob Jones was able to tell him: the day his daughter was going to be born, how many, the day she was going to be born, how many pounds she was going to weigh. Exactly, she was a prophetic sign to the church. And 2 years later, exactly the day, the time, how much she weighed, everything was exactly as Bob prophesied was going
to
happen.
And it's so encouraging to know that God knows everything, and He's orchestrating everything. And when you hear a true prophet, he or she confirms what God's already telling you. And when you see, you go, my goodness, God was even in control of Pharaoh's heart. Mm-hmm. God was orchestrating each of these things that was taking place. And that's one thing that if you hear his ministry, that he just confirmed the voice of the Lord over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, when we come back from this break, we are going to have him share with you this vision that God gave him for 1 billion souls. I mean, think about it, 1 billion souls coming in. And we believe that his passing is the beginning, because he was going to see those billion souls begin to come. And so imagine that. God needs you. If you're called to the Lord and God has called you, it's time for you to be trained up and get ready for the harvest field, because he said, go make disciples. Mm. And it's time to get busy in the Father's business. After this break, we're going to have Bob himself talk to us about the 1 billion souls.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcast.
The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. For the last number of years, God's people have really been bound. And the Holy Spirit said that his people's been contained and constrained. They have been refined. When you go through the refiner's fire, you have a period of loss, but it's not bad loss. It's loss of things that needs to go. And the Holy Spirit said that there's some of you here today that you've lost some relationships. But don't worry about it. The Lord's going to give you more relationships to make up for the ones that you lost. The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement.
Simon was known as a reed, and the Lord redefined him and called him Peter, and he went from being a reed to a rock. Same man, just redefined. There's going to be cities that the Holy Spirit in America is about to redefine. They were known as one thing, but they're about to be redefined and known as another thing. You've been one way, but you're about to be completely another way. Some of you is going to experience such a change in your life, you're going to realize when God gets through redefining you, you could have never done that 6 months ago. The devil has come to some of you and he's convinced you that you're put off. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. The devil's told some of you that you prayed about it and prayed about it, and nothing's going to happen. But I've come here today to turn the ship in the water. And I've come here to tell you God is about to give you a season of suddenlies in the name of Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV, the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We are talking and remembering another general in the Lord. In the last 30 days, we have lost two generals in the Lord, an evangelist and a seer, a prophet, Bob Jones, Steve Hill and Bob Jones. And I can imagine what heaven is like as they're, you know, of course, when Bob got there, he goes like, hey, guys, I've been here a couple times. And I can imagine what it was like for Steve as well. We're remembering them and remembering this particular program, Bob Jones. And Bob Jones, God has really let him in on so many things. But one thing that he let him in on is a billion souls. And you think about Morningstar Ministries. You think about IHOP, International House of Prayer, that's actually set fire to the world in the context of praying. And we're even a byproduct of that in the context of our prayer community that's been going on now for about five years, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it's God just using somebody like Bob Jones, who says, you know, just a you know, what does it say? How do they describe a band that's never had a ministry?
Yeah, they describe this. They've never met. And these are, you know, Rick Joyner, all these guys who they said never met a person in ministry who's selfless, has not promoted their ministry like Bob Jones. Never, you know, promoted his ministry. Never wrote a book. Mm-hmm. Didn't, you know, promote himself. And yet this man, this prophet, touched millions of people who Rick Joyner, by the way, calls a love prophet.
Right.
And a lot of times we say a prophet and they're being mean. You don't have to be mean to be a prophet.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
But that Bob Jones was a true prophet, mm-hmm. and he fathered other prophets. And it's absolutely amazing. But I want you to listen to his own words, him talking about this billion souls that the Lord told him about and that he was going to see the beginning of it.
We're remembering Bob Jones, a general in the Lord.
On August 8th of 75, the Lord had given me some prophecies. And I began to bring them, and I was told by an evil spirit if I kept bringing them, that he'd take my life. I didn't believe him, but he did. So I went to the Lord in death. And as I come close to the Lord, I saw that all the people that was in our line, he asked them only one word, did you learn to love? I saw that about 2% of all humanity was in the line I was in. There were 98%. It was in another line that was wrapped up in their gods, because we're going to spend eternity with our gods. And if it's Jesus Christ is our God, we'll spend eternity with him. So as I stood before him, and I was getting ready to tell him, yes, Lord, because he only asked you, did you learn to love? And I was going to tell him I had, but he said, I want you to go back. And I told him I didn't really want to. But he said, go back. Because I'm going to bring a billion souls into myself in one great wave. And I want you to touch a few of the leaders that I'm going to use in that time. And I told him, I'll go back for souls. But he did show me parts in heaven. And we've got five senses. In heaven, all five senses are beyond anything that I can tell you. For there are fruit there that you can bite into, and the nectar is as sweet and as enjoyable. There's nothing that I could ever compare on earth. Sound there. Everything that makes a sound there makes praise. The wind blowing through the trees is praise. The rippling waters is praise. There's songbirds is praise in there all the time. You can hear the songs of praise. Your eyes sees nothing but beauty there. Your nose will smell fragrance, your taste. And the feelings there were the greatest, because I felt so secure. I felt literally wrapped in love. I felt that I was asking the faceless man that stood beside me, what is this I feel? And he said, that is the love of God that surrounds you. I said, it's so white and it's so beautiful. What did he said? It's also the glory. The glory and the love. And that is the 17th, John 17. The glory and the love he had from the beginning. And you're literally wrapped there. You have no thoughts of bad thoughts. You have nothing demonic penetrating your brain. All five senses are beautiful. The sounds, the praise. And there you meet people and you know them without talking. And you can literally answer questions without conversation. And there, if you're in the valley and you want to be on top of the mountain, you can be there as fast as a thought. You can go underneath the sea and talk to the fish. There are valleys there of dinosaurs, and you can go look. Everything is created down here. This is a type and shadow. It's the real thing up there. So while I was up there, that's what I saw. I also saw the saints that went before me. And some of them, like the Apostle Paul, I wanted to ask the question. And the Lord says, no, you don't get to ask the question. He gets to ask the first question. And I was saying, why? He said, because you're part of his testimony. And Paul's testimonies won't be finished until the last of the saints are saved. And his testimony then finished of what he did. For our testimonies go on into eternity. You lead somebody to the Lord, they lead somebody to the Lord, they're part of your testimony. So we're continually building a testimony.
I want to ask you how that relates now. We got about a short time period about the sons and how that relates now, what God is doing with the sons of the kingdom.
Well, what he's doing now is bringing, there's been a new birth.
Wow.
I believe we're.
Wow. That is totally amazing that he says that the sons of God would be revealed and that our Lord, and he says, Malachi, he talks about the hearts of the fathers will turn to the sons and the sons to the fathers, and that it's family.
Yeah.
And you're thinking about this. I'm thinking about when I first heard, you know, that's Bob Jones remembering a general in the Lord who's gone to be with the Lord, that I think about the placebo gospel.
Oh, yes.
When he talks about 2% of humanity. Think about it. No matter what religion has told you, no matter what people have told you, this man was there, and he's saying, and so was the Howard Pittman,
yeah,
mm-hmm. That wrote the book The Placebo Gospels, and it just lines up exactly mm-hmm. what Howard was saying. 2% of humanity was in the right line.
Wow.
Which means 98% the crowd mm-hmm. was in the wrong line.
Mm.
And how you can know if you're in the right line or not is, do you love? Not do you read your Bible, not do you go to church,
mm-hmm.
not do you say you're a Christian, but do you love? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of religious folks, they got the Bible so memorized, they'll make your head spin. But you're thinking, but it just kind of hurts. Being, mm-hmm. I mean, you don't feel, you know what I'm saying? Don't feel that love. And you need to, we got to check ourselves and say, you know, Do we love? Do people feel loved? Do they feel comfortable and safe? And when he came back, you know, his wife's Bonnie, you know, is talking about later in life, you know, that He said that she taught me how to love. God, through her, taught me how to love. Mm-hmm. And I had those moments in my life where God taught me. I remember some encounters that God has shown me very specifically. Because you gotta know how to receive love to give love. And mm-hmm. if you don't know how much God loves you, you cannot love folks.
Right.
And so you need a revelation. This is what we pray continually. We pray, and we're praying even today. But for almost 5 years, you mm-hmm. know, Lord, that you would take the reins of our heart and direct it into the vast ocean of your love, that we could love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you just want to just imagine if you ever swam out in the deep, you know, like I'm talking about the deep, like you can't see the shore, mm-hmm. and you jump into this ocean mm-hmm. or, you know, the Gulf of Mexico, wherever you're at, and imagine that being all the love of God and you're just immersed in his love. It's only then, and you can see when Bob's talking about right here, Bob Jones, and we're remembering him, this general in the Lord, he was immersed in, he said, I was like surrounded and it was everywhere. And the birds were praising God and the wind was praising God.
The water
mm-hmm. was praising God, and he could be everywhere. He was immersed in the love of God. And so he comes back, when he comes back as a lover and he just continued to love it. He continued to see good things in folks, and he could look at the worst situation and begin to say, you know, this can happen. You know, even though he knew that 98% were in a God's line, but it's the gods they were serving, 2% was in the line that made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life.
Wow.
And I just want to encourage you right now in your life that, but first of all, understand that hell was not created for men. It was created for Lucifer and the fallen angels. And we have to choose to go there. We have to choose not to choose Jesus mm-hmm. as the Lord of our life. I mean, it's not something that God's designed for us. But if we say, you know, I'm going to choose to go there because I'm going to choose to get in the 98% line versus the 2% line. I'm going to say there's other ways to God other than through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. That's why it's so important when you hear people claiming all this religion. And it's like, who is Jesus to you?
That's right.
And in the placebo gospels, when he was standing before God and he saw another line and this other particular line that was going, he said, you know, this is what's happening in this line of people that are coming to God are coming in, they're in heaven. And he goes, the angel said, well, these guys are the, almost like I said, the 2%, they're the ones that are saved and made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. And so he goes, well, this is great. Hmm. And the angel says, well, not really, because he says something like, 2,500 people just died.
Wow.
And it was only a handful that was coming in. You know, 98% or 75% or whatever it was, didn't make it. They ended up at the wrong place. Mm-hmm. And there's some things, you know, open heart surgery you don't play around with. Guns you don't play around with. Mm-hmm. And eternity. Listen to me. Eternity. Forever. You don't play around with eternity. Mm-hmm. You don't play around with God. And if you missed our earlier program where we're honoring Steve Hill, another general in the Lord, and as Allison is speaking her testimony, she said, you know, I was playing around with God. I wasn't serious with God. But if you get serious with God, he'll get serious with you. And God loves you. But understand that heaven is real and hell is real. Mm-hmm. And hell, we have to choose hell. Mm-hmm. But by not choosing Jesus, by not making Jesus the Lord of your life, why not? You end up in that other line. And in America right now, you think about it. If 97% of the church, people who profess to be the Christians, according to George Barna, don't even want to even read the Bible. I mean, not 97, but 81% don't even want to read, don't even pick up the Bible.
That's right.
I mean, how can you have a relationship with a God that you don't want to know anything about? Mm. Which line are you going to be in? Think about it. If you didn't even want to read his love letter to you, which line are you going to be in? Are you going to be in that 2% line? Really? Or are you going to be in the 98% line? Hmm. Or maybe you're part of that 19% that read it, but don't really have any, don't want to follow it. You know, are you going to be in the 98% line or the 2% line? Or maybe you're the 3% that actually read the word of God, according to George Barna, and actually do something, make a life decision on it. I believe that's the line.
Yeah.
And the sad thing, the worst lie you could ever be told, this is the worst lie you could ever be told, is a religious lie. Because a religious lie says, you're fine, you're all right, you're saved, don't worry about it. when you're going to stand alone before the throne of God today. You can make a decision for God today. As a matter of fact, we shared our testimonies about how we found the Lord. A few of us did. And you can go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Make sure you're a part of that 2%.
That's right.
And in the presence of God with Bob Jones and with Steve Hill and all those that have gone before.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years, where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard. Come, bring your vehicle in today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. You Scrub a Pup in Merriester, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, after-bath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.